Welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. I wasn't going to do a podcast this week just because past week's episode was kind of, I don't know, it was terrific, but it was kind of jam-packed, or yet not jam-packed. I guess we'll get into it in a second. Let me run over the October birthdays. October 1st, Yvette Freeman, a.k.a. Halle. October 4th, Abraham Ben-Ruby. October 5th, Parminder. October 16th, Kelly Martin. And also, Kelly is due on the 20th, right about. So good luck to her. I have no really ER news this week. If anyone does, they can always send it to erpodcast@yahoo.com. Or if you guys have comments on the episodes, please feel free to send them to me. This past episode was called Graduation Day, and I really didn't understand why it was called Graduation Day until after. Let's start out with, Luca, Joe, and Abby, his mom. So Joe is kind of doing well for being a preemie, and Luca and Abby are just praying, of course, and who walks in through the door is Miss Maggie Wazinski, a.k.a. Sally Fields, and I was so happy to see her because I absolutely love Maggie. And Maggie was the typical grandma, breathing down everyone's necks, wanting the best care for Joe. She was a little bipolar. She was on her medicine, but you could totally tell Sally's just a wonderful actress, and Maggie was overwhelming, and she would have been in, if that situation was actually real. So Luca and Abby decide to put Joe on an experimental drug to help his heart, and it's something, I don't know, some medical crap. And Maggie convinces Luca and Abby to get out of the hospital for a while. So Maggie is sitting by the cradle, the incubator, and an alarm goes off. And Maggie is like, come check Joe, something's going on. And the nurse says, nothing's going on. She hits a button and walks away. So Maggie sits there again, a little uncomfortable. And then the alarm goes off again. And Maggie goes ballistic on the nurses. Check my son, pull the doctor out of the OR, blah, 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 blah. She was freaking out, and rightly so. None of the nurses were listening to her and weren't checking on Joe, and Maggie was freaking out, and finally, the doctor came in, and they had to repair Joe's heart. So, this whole scene with Joe in the OR was very difficult, but yet wonderful. Maggie and Abby were just sitting there holding each other's hand, and Abby was telling her how scared she was, and for the first time in their relationship, I think this was the one moment that they were actually mother and daughter. Abby was frightened, and Maggie was there for her. Maggie told her Abby was a wonderful person, she was a strong person, and even though she had a crappy childhood, all that troublesome and all that pain she went through was preparing her for this moment. She had to believe that her son was going to be okay. And Abby and Maggie were holding each other and praying, and it was just sweet, and Joe did survive, thankfully. The thing about this episode, it was like every commercial break was a time warp. A week passed with every break, basically. So Graduation Day was pretty much took place an entire month. So by the end of the episode, we saw Joe home with Abby, and I'm sorry, but that scene was the cutest. Just Abby holding Joe, rocking him by the window, just she looked so happy just to have her son in her arms, and Maggie just standing in the doorway watching it. It was no words, but it was, the acting was just superb and awesome. Another storyline, which was kind of cool, funny I guess, was the Neela storyline. And So Neela is getting shit-faced at the bar. What is it, Haggerty's? She's just, oh my gosh, she's drinking heavily. And these two guys, random guys, are trying to urge her back to their place. And it just so happens, Tony Gates, a.k.a. John Stamos, pulls up and sees them trying to take advantage of Neela. And Joe, he's a baby. And Tony is like, yo, just step away from her. She's my friend. I'm going to take her home. And things get a little rough, and he punches them out. So right there, I start liking Tony a lot. And he takes her home to her apartment. And Neela is trying very hard to come on to him. And as much as, you can see, as much as Tony wants to, he's a gentleman and he didn't want to screw that up with her. I mean, they did kiss really heavily and I was screaming at the television screen for her not to do that. But I think the cutest thing about that was the party, or whatever, the graduation party. Neela, Tony, and Ray are standing there. Someone says something, I don't know. And Neela laughs and walks away. And Tony's like, can you believe she used to have a roommate who didn't try to sleep with her? And he walks away, and Ray's just like, huh, yeah. So, I think that's going to be a cool dynamic, the three of them. The stereotypical love triangle, but I love John Stamos, I love Shane West, and I love Prom Rainer. So, it'll be cool. The term graduation was, yes, they graduate, a couple people graduated and everything. Oh, let me mention, Tony is now an intern at County, so we'll be seeing a lot more of him. Some major shifts happened. So Carrie got called up to the office, much like I did this week. But Carrie got called up to the office, and basically, the board wanted her to fire Luca, and Carrie was pissed. Carrie didn't want to fire Luca. She was like, "This the whole Vincenzo is not a character on ER. The whole Vic thing was her fault. She hired him, but they were like, no, Luca should have fired him. Luca should have done this. And then the next scene, and it ends basically right there, and then the next scene, I can't remember who she was talking to. I think it was Pratt. And she was like, oh yeah, they wanted to hire someone. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, Pratt was talking to her because he wanted Archie to come back. And she was like, don't talk to me, talk to Luca. And Pratt was like, no, you're the one who does the hiring. And Carrie's like, no, I just got fired. I was like, holy crap. Carrie got demoted. So now she's going to be back in the ER, which is going to be freaking awesome because I miss her in the ER. They haven't used Laura a lot since Sandy died and the whole custody battle thing. But it'll be awesome to see her back in her roots. And I believe, I can't remember, Pratt got the promotion to attending, and Archie got his job back, so there's a lot of job shifting going on in this episode. The whole Sam thing was a whole nother difficult thing, but then again, since it took place in a month, they glossed over a lot. So Sam was driving home from, you know, the scene, and she called someone. And she's like, can you come pick me up? I don't know where we are. Just come pick me up. And I had no clue who she was calling. I was like, she wouldn't be calling Luca because Joe is in the NICU. I had no clue. And then Armand Asante came walking through. I can't remember his character's name. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about him. And I forgot how much I loved his character. Mr. Mob Boss. Except they haven't said that, but we all know it is. And he basically takes Sam to the station, and the cop wants to prosecute Sam, like, why would you go back to shoot him? Why this? Why this? Why that? And Ron Asante was like, don't be talking to her like that. I know who your boss is. I play golf with him, blah, 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 blah. He was, Armand was protecting Sam as best as he could, and it worked. Everything was dropped against Sam, and she didn't have to go to jail or court, really. And things worked out, thanks to the sexy older gentleman, who I hope will be in it a lot more. Like I said, a lot did happen in the episode, but it was so spaced out and so, I don't know, glossed over that it was kind of hard to even come up with a podcast this week. And I wasn't going to do one, but I did, obviously, because you're listening to it. Next week should be a little bit better, should be more fun, because we have an awesome special guest star coming on to the episode. So next week's episode is called Somebody to Love. A closeted older gay man with kidney failure comes to the ER. He must choose between his partner, a female impersonator, and reconnecting with his family. With the effects of the shooting lingering in the ER, Luca discusses action with the hospital's new director of medical affairs, who isn't impressed by Pratt's smooth style. Which makes me think it's a woman. There are happier duties for Luca as well, but legal troubles loom. Ooh. Pratt and Carrie must adjust to new roles. It's first day on the job for the medical students and interns, but Neela and Gates have a tough start. So that should be very, very interesting. And remember, you can always send stuff to erpodcast@yahoo.com. And until next week, goodbye.